There are over 1,025,000 words in the English language. With so many words, some will be used incorrectly and over time become the norm.
Irregardless of what you think, irregardless wasn't a word. I say wasn't because it only became an accepted word as most people used it when they meant to say regardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hey, guys. Happy New Year. Is that what we're doing? Happy New Year. I guess we are. So I'm working out some stuff because I've not been on air in a couple weeks. But as always, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways: through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because I'm constantly updating the calendars and some big things are coming and I want you guys to be apprised. How's that? Not like surprise. The second way you can listen to the sound of my voice, you can actually click that speaker box that you're listening through my website and that'll send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R. .com. And I'm actually doing a Facebook Live tonight where you can actually see what the broadcast site looks like. I figured out a way to do a tab of the website. So if you're listening through Facebook Live right now, which I hope you are, you can actually see the live chat. And we get a lot of people on the live chat. So you can type stuff on Facebook. You can type stuff. Do you have the ladder up? I need to go Facebook Live. Yes, I do have the ladder up, actually. The ladder is up because I just put away the Christmas stuff. But yeah, I figured I would just show you the site and what people are clicking and blah, blah, blah. And the fourth way you can listen to the show is if you cannot listen live, because that's how we broadcast live. This is a live internet radio show, technically a live podcast. And again, I've been doing live podcasting for, this is going on our sixth season. Weber's like, I'm going to do my podcast live. Good luck with that. You're breaking ground on gravel, my friend. I crushed that shit already. Anyway, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes. And as I always do, every single show, I want to bring you up to speed about what's been going on. I'm going to bring you up to speed with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
All right, let's get into this. First of all, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2019. I wish you nothing but the best and prosperous new year. But then again, we wish that every year, and it really doesn't pan out for a lot of us, and I'm fucking pan out. So, but I'm going to say it because you always want, and it's, you know, it's day nine into the year, so let's try to be the best. And you would think a new year means new beginnings, new things, new chats, you know, oh, I'm going to bring some good things into my life. I'm going to forget about all that stuff. And I'm going to just do good things. You would think that. And then people crawl back. And I think I told a friend of mine, I said, look, for the past 30 days, I've been listening to Christmas music and talking about Christmas. And I was happy. I didn't get a chance to watch the news, listen to the news. No radio. It was all Christmas music pumping through me. It was a good time. And then people go right back into the douchebaggery. I don't even understand it. I really don't get it. Can't you just not being a dick for like the first month, 30 days, not even the whole year I'm asking for. A few weeks into the year, a few weeks, there's been a lot of things. So suffice to say that in the winter, I don't do well. I get seasonal depression. I do. And I have a hard time with a lot of things anyway. So I'm worried about myself in general. And what happens is if you feel a little, and you guys have probably gone through this, you're just going through your day and you might not even think about it. You don't feel vulnerable, but yet you're open. And then somebody comes in like a douchebag and just like hammers you for nothing. And then if you're a good person, which I'd like to think I am, I feel guilty and I didn't do anything. And it's happened like five or six different things, normal things, even just anything. I'm talking about you go to the gas station and you're filling up and you tell somebody, hey, you left your gas cap on. I know it. You know, it's like just shit like that. And I'm like, can't you get it for a few weeks, please, for a few weeks. Can we not just not? And it's been a busy month and it's only the 9th. It's the 9th. Now, I don't really talk about how I travel and everything, but I got to do a corporate gig tomorrow. So it's going to take some time. So I've been planning that. I got a new computer because my MacBook Pro was a little slow. So I got a new iMac. Thinking, well, it's a lot of money. It's more money than you should be charged. Let's just put it that way. And again, the Kool-Aid of you got to buy a Mac. It's so easy. I got my Mac. My system was working a little weird. So what I did is I turned on the computer, plugged it in, turned it on. Okay. So now I'm like, well, I want to bring my other stuff in, but I don't want to have problems. So I don't want to clone the whole hard drive and then bring it over. And I know that you can migrate programs here and there, but I was like, you know, I have the original disk. I'll put the disks in. So I put the disks in. And half of the software did not work at all. Half. And I'm like, what? Come on, guys. Really? Mac upgrades every 2 years for no reason. They just do. Well, I know the reason. The reason is they change a connector and now you have to buy a new cord. Or they change a new operating system and now you don't have headphones. It's so you can constantly upgrade. And that's the point. The point is constantly upgrading. And what are you going to do with all this shit? Because computers, even the cheap ones, are $1,200. That's $1,200. I got the higher processor and I got the more RAM, which, you know, so it's a pretty penny for this thing. And again, most of the software does not work correctly. So I got it on Monday. Today's Wednesday. I've spent the past 48 hours, not the whole time, but most of them, I spent about 48 hours loading software, unloading software, doing VMware, doing virtual machines, doing other things. And it shouldn't have been it like this at all. Because once you migrate something, it's supposed to work. But again, I didn't want to bring the hard drive out because I didn't want to clutter up the system and blah. Anyway, so mostly tech issues. You know, and my wife bought a new computer. So her laptop, her Outlook had to get migrated. She's like, I love my PC, wink, have to tease you while you're venting. Are you serious? I'm the one that brought your laptop up to speed, darling. Gee, many crickets. I finally got it going now. I finally, literally, before we started doing this, I really got everything working. So I'm close. The only thing I can't get to work is Photoshop. And that's it. Because the software is from 2008, which when I got my first computer. And here it is, you know, 10 years later. They're like, no, you can't use it anymore. Yeah, I can. And watch me. Fucking watch me, because I'll make it work. I will. What is this? Yes, I got an Asus. Super fast. Love it. Yes. I almost got an Asus. That sounds dirty when you put it like that. I almost got an Asus. Put it like that. Somebody almost got an Asus. Anyway, it is the new year. So, of course, everybody does their resolutions. I'm going to lose weight this year. That's what I'm going to do. And people don't. Or I'm going to be a better person. And clearly, they are not. Most New Year's resolutions get broken in the first 2 weeks. Nobody does it. So, and I've been doing this a while, I have started the New Year's Irresolutions.
Happy New Year!
And now, Radio Irregardless's New Year's Irresolutions.
So let's do this. So I got a bunch. And this year we're going to do something a little different. I am going to have New Year's Irresolutions for others. And then New Year's Irresolutions for me. Here's something for everyone else. Number one, learn to take constructive criticism with grace and gratitude for once, assholes. Number two, tell people why you love them and do it without it being a holiday or a special occasion, even if it makes you look a little stalkery. Number three, spend time with people who don't reciprocate your love just to know what it feels like. I wrote these in the past half an hour, so give me a break. They're not great, but I think they're funny. Here we go. Number four, choose a form of exercise that you enjoy, not one that makes you miserable or makes you brag to other people that you fucking did it. Number five, unfollow social media accounts that make you feel like shit. And stop posting on social media accounts that make other people feel like shit. And number six, take ownership of your mistakes. You know what you did. Now, my New Year's irresolutions. Make a concise step-by-step plan on how to achieve your next goal, be it big or small. No punchline. That's the real thing. Tell a trusted loved one something you've held inside for too long. They sound wrong anyway. Learn how to disagree with somebody without exploding into an argument. And that's why they're resolutions, because I kind of do them and I kind of don't. And I really don't want to stop doing any of them. Anyway. And of course, the last thing is next week, the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. Yes. Well, I'm so psyched. And it's been so busy. It's like 9 days in. And I've been planning this for a month and a half. And I got posters. You got to hear this. This is funny. I spent so much time doing all the Photoshop work. Apparently, at one point, the graphic glitched, and I never caught it. Spirits is spelled S-P-I-R-T-S, right? Apparently, I added an extra R in there. I don't know how it got in there. It got in there somehow. And then I kept using the graphic as the master and then changing other things around it through Photoshop. So I never changed the original spirits from 2 R's back to 1 R. It just never happened. So everything this year, the posters, the programs, the badges I made, all the graphics on Facebook, on Eventbrite where the tickets are sold, they're the wrong thing. And somebody on Facebook said, and this is, I've had it up for a month and a half. Yes, spirits. Spirits. Just keep on throwing R's in until it makes sense. So here's what I'm going to do. It is 9:20, and this is going to be a short show, but I figured you guys have been diligent, and you've been here, and it's a new year, so I wanted to, and I was thinking about all the New Year's resolutions, and then my irresolutions, and I thought, I'm going to love it, and I'm just going to just do it, and I thought, those are corporate slogans, so I thought I'd run some by you guys, because we got a few listeners on Mixler, and Facebook Live as well. So why don't we do this? I'm going to give you a phrase, and you have to tell me what company it represents. So let's try this. I'm loving it. That's an easy one. So if you know it, just type it in on Mixler, and I know there's a delay. but not on Facebook. So there's no delay in Facebook. Yes, McDonald's is I'm loving it. How about this one? Finger licking good. Come on, that one's an easy one. I hate the delay. There we go. KFC. Jared from Subway from jail. You'll get this one then, Chris. How about eat fresh? Eat fresh. As opposed to what? Eat stale? That is Subway. Karen is piping up now. There we go. Karen got one. How about this one? Have a break. Not take a break. Have a break. Kim said Subway, but a little after Karen. Have a break. That's so easy. But these are in the these are in our lexicon. Correct. It is Kit Kat. How about this one? Which the commercials bum me out. Taste the rainbow. They have one commercial with this guy's milking a giraffe that's eating a rainbow, and he's just Jamaican guy. It's so disturbing. Skittles is correct. How about this? Because you're worth it. That's a little trickier. Because you're worth it. Now, we got a few ladies on, so they might get it. Oh, look at this. L'Oreal, that is correct. Just do it. Well, I've already gave you that one. Kind of gave you that one a little bit. Just do it. It's my dad. Get it? Just do it. Ah, Nike. My brother popped up. There we go. Chris has got that one. And Kim is a slow second. How about this? It just keeps going. I should say them wrong so it's funnier. Just do it? How about it keeps going? Yeah, that's how I'm going to do it. How about it keeps going and going and going? I can't hear on Mixler reloading. I'm still broadcasting. Toilet paper? Are you insane, toilet paper? Energizer, correct. My God, toilet paper. How about this? Think different. My favorite company right now. Apple. Correct. Apple. Be all you can be. Piece of cake. LGBTQ. Stop it. Just stop. You're going to get in trouble. Stop it. Yes, the army. Still no sound from Mixler. Just reboot. How about this one? Don't leave home without it. The NRA. No, it's not the NRA. Oh, you muted Mixler. Oh, that's what it is. Trojan brand condoms. No, it's not. Yes, it's American Express. Karen got it right. God damn it, people. Come on. How about this one? It takes a licking. And keeps on ticking. Sorry, I had something I wasn't playing for. Oh, you had to do something. Like, I'm spending all my attention on this show, and you people just drift off to nowhere. Correct. It is Timex. Yes, it is. How about this one? No, not it keeps going. How about it lifts and separates? Stormy Daniels. Close. Lifts and separates. It's the wall, by the way. I'm building a wall. I'm going to lift and separate because they're going to try to climb it and I'm going to separate. Playtex, correct. And one more. And I'll give you two more, actually. The best a man can get. Hustler. Hustler magazine. And how about that? Well, that's Gillette. Everybody knows that Gillette. And of course, when you care enough to send the very best, the theme for Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. So that's the New Year's resolutions. I'm going to take our first and only break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you what I got. This, not FTD. No, that's Hallmark. Oh, they're still writing stuff. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
On this episode of Real Celebrity Rumors, The Flintstones. The show first aired on September 30th, 1960, but was canceled 6 years later due to the one-a-day vitamin scandal. More difficulties came when Fred's dog died by choking on a brontosaurus bone. A police autopsy revealed later it was actually from an apatosaurus. In April 1987, Wilma filed for divorce. Later that year, she wrote a tell-all book, Yabba Dabba Do's and Do Nots, My Life as a Flintstone. Fred now lives alone in Bedrock. And on the next Real Celebrity Rumors, the Powerpuff Girls, Sugar, Spice, and Not Everything Nice.
Are you seasonally depressed? If so, CSUN Depressitol may be right for you. Millions are already taking CSUN Depressitol. Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, anxiety, anger, constipation, excessive gas, and vomiting. If taking CSUN Depressitol has any of the aforementioned effects, stop taking it immediately. Get on a plane, buy a sun lamp, yell at strangers. Good luck. It's gonna be a long one.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Hello, this is comedian Karen Hobby, and you are listening to the smooth sounds of Radio Irregardless with the Funkified Mark Scalia. And I wish my voice sounded like this.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. So that's our show, everybody. So I wish you nothing but the best again in 2019. I hope everything calms down. Hopefully people won't act like idiots and morons. But you know they're gonna. I just wish for 10 minutes, people could not act like morons. So let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. I've got a corporate gig tomorrow, and so I'm going to be busy all that day. Friday and Saturday. Actually, Friday night I'll be hitting a lot of clubs. What's this? A hickey from Kaniki. Oh, that's right. I forgot that. I didn't read that during the break. It's going to be okay, everybody. It's all going to be okay. Everybody's going to get along. So, so I got a corporate gig tomorrow, and then I'm going to be hitting the clubs Thursday night and then Friday night as well. Saturday, I'm actually going to be local again, and I'm just kind of hanging out. So that's what I got going on, and because I'm prepping for next week's Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. And speaking of that, if you want to be a guest or a sponsor, call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Email radioirregardless@gmail.com. Next week, January 16th, we're going to have some of the comics on from the Salem Comedy Spirits Festival. See you next week.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Hello. Just one, two, three.